Hello, okay. Welcome to Embracing Vulnerability. I'm your host, Anneli. How's everyone doing this week? I hope everyone is doing well. I, on the other hand, I'm living something called life, but it almost feels like a game. And I'm just gonna sit here and act like I'm in a simulation or something because I've been dealt a pick up four card. My son has been diagnosed with the flu. He has a 103 fever. I have a 102 fever. And I'm also going back and forth with the supervisor with disagreements. I'm going to give an update from last week's episode. I received an email from the supervisor which reads, "Good afternoon. I hope this letter finds you well. I am writing to you because I haven't seen you on Teams doing the work since November 19, 2023. Although I saw you signed into overtime to request more days off, I approved them because I thought you were going to communicate the reason why you were requesting more days off. I saw you were to return as of yesterday. I have been trying to contact you through Teams. I called you as well, and now through this email. At this point, I am worried. Hope everything is okay. Please let me know. Thank you. With warm regards, Francis." I wasn't going to respond because I was too angry. When I read this email, I had to reach out to my best friend so she can help me gather my thoughts and work through my emotions. Free therapy. She helped me compose this email. She told me what to respond. My friend has an administration background and a program manager background, so she's really good at things like this. I responded, "Hello, the days you're referring to were taken approved PTO, were taken as approved PTO days 11/17 and 11/20, and the days in question were considered unpaid as per your approval. Please refer to Nova Time. I will be returning Monday 12/04. If any further clarification is needed, please let me know." So she was saying that I wasn't working on November 19th. Mind you, November 19th landed on a Sunday and I do not work on the weekends. Even when they offer overtime, unless I want the overtime, I will not work overtime. When I first started working in this company, I used to work all the time. Anytime they gave me overtime, I was working all the time, taking on extra work because I wanted to grow in the company. That surely stopped, I would say, a year or perhaps 2 years into the company when I saw that they were just overworking me and they were not going to give me a raise or planning to give me a different position that would increase my pay. I had to ask them for a long time for a raise, and you guys heard it in the last episode, only 17 cents. Anyways, moving on, I am dealing with this fever, and I do not want to break the routine of releasing episodes every Wednesday. I am just going to work through this, push myself, and thank you for your patience. I might be sounding congested because of this. I may have to pause here and there so that I can cough. And on and on, because it's remote, is the only reason why I'm still here. I have applied to other places and I'm hoping to hear back. If I have to put my child in daycare, I'm going to end up putting him in daycare because he's only in pre-K for 6 hours, and most of the jobs in the medical field that are near me, they want someone Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. They're not really looking for afternoon or evening shifts. And that schedule, the 8 to 5, conflicts with my husband's schedule because he works 8 to 5. So obviously we can't both work that same schedule if we have a child that gets out of school within that time frame. So we will see what happens with that. I will continue to update on the job situation. On other news, on the weep side of my life, spoiler alert, all of my favorite characters in Jujutsu Kaisen are dying or are dead. I am up to date with the manga, so I do not want to mention which characters die because some of my listeners may not be up to date, and I am not a big fan of spoiling things for people. Now, on the One Piece side of the spoilers, it's not really spoilers because this anime has been out since the 90s. If you're not up to date, that's your problem. I myself am not up to date either because I started watching reading the manga a little bit ago, and I'm only on chapter 820, and I still have 200 plus chapters to go. So far I didn't used to like this anime because there's a lot of talking and a lot of fillers, but I decided to give it a chance and now I love it. I love the anime, and now I'm pacing myself and procrastinating on being up to date because I just don't want to finish it. One fun fact about me is that I love villains, and One Piece has a great way of showing you the backstory of villains, and you end up falling in love with some of them. That's me 100%. I love Attack on Titan as well. I'm Team Jaeger all the way. I do not care. On the Attack on Titan front, I can't say that I'm too displeased. They're saying that they're going to release a different ending. I do wish that Eren ends up alive in the second release of the other ending, or if they don't want to leave him alive, at least throw some real love interest between Mikasa and Eren, and I will be happy with that different ending from the manga. I already know how the manga ended. That's fine, they chose to do what they wanted to do, but if they're trying to please the fans by doing a different ending, then I would like to see that. For now, in the manga world, anime world, I think that's about it. I'm really pleased with Netflix and the way that they're releasing new animes. I'm enjoying that a lot. I've watched several animes that are Netflix originals, because sometimes Crunchyroll or Verve or some other platforms, they do not have the episodes up to date, or, you know, sometimes I'm not sure, you know, what's going on with the situation, but I think it's probably because I was using Verve for many years. I wasn't really looking at other platforms for anime. I probably watched one or two animes in Hulu, and Verve is my brother-in-law's account. He no longer has that account, so he shared a link with me where I can watch anime somewhere else, and the link actually works, so I'm gonna see if I can catch up with One Piece on there for this week. Wish me luck, guys, at work. I would like to have a peaceful week. I don't want to continue to bump heads with people. I just want people to stay out of my way, because I've worked here for way too long and I've never had to, you know, go head to head with any higher ups. It's not a comfortable position to be in. And I've already sent her a message separately letting her know that to please write me up, so that HR can be involved and she should CC HR, but she doesn't want to do that. So that's how I know that they're into doing sketchy stuff, fraudulent things. Because if I'm being a subordinate, why can't you put it in writing that I'm being a subordinate so I can sign it so that HR can speak to me? I'm not seeing what's the issue with what I'm saying. Anyways, I'm gonna go ahead and go take my medication to try to feel better soon. If how vulnerable I was with you helped in any way, please download the episode and follow me for more. I put out new episodes every Wednesday. I am growing through every experience. Hope you are too.